Will you pray with me as we prepare to hear God's word to us? God of mercy, you promised never to break your covenant with us. Speak your eternal word to us through these words of Scripture and help us to respond to your gracious promises with faithful and obedient lives. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have two readings today, and I'm going to read our passage from Romans first. This is from Romans chapter 5. Paul writes, "Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." Here ends the first reading. And our second reading is from the end of the Gospel according to Matthew in chapter 28. "Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age.' This is the word of the Lord."